Wake Up Call on WTLS continues. Score 94, hit 106. Willie Mosley, no stranger to this program, been on with us many times. He's written several books, and he's got another one. It's called Basses and Guitars, The Huckabee Collection. He's talking about Mike Huckabee in this book. And Willie, it's always good to see you. We appreciate you coming back down today.
Always a pleasure.
I always look forward to getting these things. And I was just telling you, I got a son who is getting into the guitar. He's gotten pretty good with it. He's a 15-year-old. You know, my dad plays. You obviously play. You write for Vintage Guitar Magazine. Done that many, many years. Tell us how this one kind of came about.
Well, I knew a couple of some, I guess you could call them semi-retired rockers that lived down in the Destin area. Jeff Carlisi is the founding lead guitarist for 38 Special. He lived down there. He's since relocated to St. Augustine. And then Dave Hope, the original bass player for Kansas, now get this, was down in Destin as a Anglican priest. He got out of rock and roll and became an Anglican priest. And he's retired down there too. But yeah. A couple of guys I knew down there that I had interviewed. And then I heard that Huckabee had moved to Santa Rosa Beach. Mm-hmm. And I just took a chance and sent what apparently was his address, a sample copy of the magazine, and heard back from him. Turns out he's friends with Jeff. They lived at the time about 20 minutes from each other. And we've just kept in touch. And when I was actual playing in a band, I played bass, so we had that connection too. He's more of a bass player than a guitar player. The governor is.
Yeah. And he was governor of Arkansas at one time, right?
That's correct. And but he was playing in bands since high school. He's about 5 years younger than me. I believe he's 66, 67. And he saw, of course, the Beatles on Ed Sullivan in 1964, like a lot of kids did. And it went from there with him, just like millions of other primarily boys back then.
Yes, you've seen him on television. He used to do a radio thing that we carried here, and he's become a popular figure on the media.
Right.
And he does the show on TV. And I'm going to ask you, I think, have an opportunity to even be on this TV show now that you have this book out.
Well, he wants to have me on there eventually. I believe right now, right around now, he's busy with his daughter's about to be inaugurated as the Arkansas governor. And so he's Sarah Huckabee Sanders. And I think he's probably wrapped up with that. We're supposed to have that, take care of that in the not too distant future. Now that the holidays are over with, now that the book is out, that's part of the planned promotion for it, is for me to be on his TBN show.
What's the count up to now on the number of books that you put together now?
This is number 15.
Yeah.
And I've already written number 16.
You've written another one that's not out there yet,
right,
but it's ready to go, huh?
I have not submitted it to the publisher yet, but it's right at 50,000 words on the count and about 190 photographs.
And what's that one going to be again?
It's a biography of a luthier, who is, that's the term for a guitar builder. Small shop guys, not all that famous, but he's a player's builder. He builds for the Rolling Stones. He's built guitars for the Bangles, the female group, a lot of other players. He was primarily noted for his work with a great unknown player named Roy Buchanan. And Roy Buchanan had played with the original Susie Q went back that far. And Buchanan is now deceased, but he and Roger Fritz, who's the builder I was talking about, had collaborated on a special guitar.
So let's talk about this collection that Mike Huckabee has. How impressive is his collection? I'm sure it must be pretty good to put a book together for it.
What's impressive about it to me is the different types of instruments that he collects. A lot of people, they want the most expensive, the fanciest ones they can find. You know, they want every single custom color that a Fender Stratocaster ever came in, you know, that type of stuff. Huckabee, first of all, two-thirds of his collection was given to him.
Hmm.
Sometimes they were surprises. Sometimes they were ones, they said, well, I'm going to build you a guitar and I'll give it to you. Just help me, you know, the luthier would coordinate with Huckabee about what he wanted on his instruments and things. And so there's that. And he likes, he said he doesn't care about the dollar value of them or whether they were made in America or overseas or whether they're autographed or not. He just likes ones that have got good people stories, because a lot of his guitars that he had back when he was a lot younger, he had to sell to just to get by when he and his wife were newly married. He's in divinity school, and he had to sell all of his gear just to get by. And he, one of the main prong of his collection is twin guitars, if you will, of ones that he used to have back then. Yeah. Now that he can, you know, has got the affluence where he can look for them.
That's just it. So many guitarists have gotten rid of some great guitars over the years, I'm sure, haven't they?
Exactly. And he's he likes them just so they have a good people story behind them, too. And he likes unusual instruments as well. It's very eclectic. Mm-hmm. He has no hardcore specific things that he is really looking for anymore, because he's accumulated. He's satisfied and he's satiated right now.
So it doesn't sound like it's more about dollar value, as you just said, but is there one that's high on the charts as far as its appraisal value or what it would be worth?
He's got one or two instruments, an early 1960s Fender Jazz Bass that's pretty deep into two figures. I mean, into five figures.
Yeah.
And yeah, he's got a couple of bona fide valuable instruments, and they're valuable for good reason.
So we might see him on Pawn Stars sometime, trying to get a, you know, fetch a price on it, maybe.
I don't know, you know.
Not the place to take a guitar, by the way, if you want to get top dollar value.
Right.
The pawn shop in Vegas.
He's pretty satisfied with what he's got right now.
How many does he have in all?
When I say only, 64.
Yeah.
That, for a lot of collectors, is a relatively low number.
Yeah.
But it's a very, like I said, the diverse collections. Once they're interested by the photographs, some of the things in there don't even look like guitars, but they play well and they sound good. I mean, back when I was collecting, I topped out at 97.
Mm-hmm. Where are you today?
7.
Yeah, you told me you were getting rid of a lot of them.
Yeah.
And why is that?
Well, health issues for one thing. I'm 72 years old, and something was happening to me. I don't want my wife and my daughter to have to lug around a bunch of guitar cases, whole thing. Because I've seen that happen before, and people either get shafted by something that is valuable, or if they're a survivor, they think they've got something valuable, and it isn't necessarily true. So what I did was, I still got a few instruments that I use with my speeches and my seminars that I give our you know, civic club meetings and things. One or two that was custom made for me. I've got one bass that Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top gave me, and that's about it. Seven total. And instead, I set up a nice little savings account for my wife and my daughter, instead of them having to hassle
Makes
with
sense.
All of that.
Do you play much anymore yourself?
I concentrate on playing a word processor keyboard.
Yeah, right.
It seems to be what I do best, but not really.